Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on prayer, we were taught that if we have a problem with another Christian because of an attitude that they have, we should pray for them that they might gain knowledge of the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Usually what happened is that the young man would go back to his home, and he'd build a room onto the house, usually be his father's house. And so as he built the room onto the father's house, he would fix that up. It may be as much as a year working, fixing that house, preparing that room that was built onto his father's house. At the end of the year, he would come back. He would have his own party with him, and he would come to the door of the bride's house. And the bridegroom would call her to come out. And she would come out, and then they would go back to the groom's house for the wedding feast. And boy, what a picture that is of the believer. The Father sent out payment that we might be His. But yet, though the payment is totally, fully, 100% sufficient and would pay it in full, it still has to be accepted. And so, once that was accepted, then we await. We await until He comes back. After those mansions are prepared, He has prepared a mansion. You might say our honeymoon suite. You might say that special place. And I believe that it's in that mansion. When we're caught up to be with Him, we'll have the great marriage feast of the Lamb. What a tremendous thing that'll be. But I believe in those mansions, in those separate rooms, that you'll have communion with Him individually, personally. And you'll find out just what it means to have an omnipresent as well as omniscient God, because it will be so, so real at that time. Now, God's doing that for us. Now, if you do not like another Christian because of an attitude they have, things they do, and other things that might be involved, why not, instead of gossiping and hating them, pray that they particularly would gain this knowledge of the glory of His person and of His call. It will change them, as it should us, if we dwell on and understand the importance of this request that we should make for our brethren. Again, that each member would know the hope of his calling and the glory of his inheritance. Okay, the third thing, in praying for one another, pray that each member will be filled with the knowledge of God's will and will walk in a way that is pleasing unto God. Now, we find this in Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, it's important to be filled with the knowledge of God's will. We know by the following two passages what is foremost with God. First of all, Psalms 145, verse 17. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. Now, anything in God's will, anything that's in His will not be contrary to righteousness in anything, for He is righteous in all His ways. Secondly, we see that he is holy in all his works. Now, we know that the deceiver, the devil, has misled many of people, trying to do something for God in life, especially in God's work. And he'll try because he can't take them from God in the sense of wanting to turn their back altogether on God and just go away from it. They will introduce hints of the flesh and worldliness into their personal life and into their church and their worship. And my friend, whenever you get the hint of the flesh and worldliness in a work that's supposed to be for God, it is not of God. He's righteous in all of his ways and holy in all of his work. Another passage is this. Now, this is a New Testament passage. The Old Testament Leviticus was originally, we see it in there, but we see it here for we New Testament Christians. And in 1 Peter 1, verses 14 through 16, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation. That is, the way you live. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So now, you're to be holy in all matter of conversation. That means in all ways that you live. The will of God will not include, as we've just read here in verse 14, fashioning. What does fashioning mean? It means that you are not emulating with the religious veneer the world, the former lust. Rather, it will be holy. That's why a person gets saved and he's, say, a rock musician. He says, well, you know what? I'm going to continue to use that music, but I'll just put good God words to it. And a lot of people buy into that. But what if a thief, his former lust has been a thief, he's just going to steal money from banks in order to give to God's work? Now, stealing and rock music are both wrong. They're different things, but they're both wrong. Putting Jesus' name to either one doesn't make it right. Things of purity, ethics, witnessing, faithfulness, devotions, etc., we learn all of that by the study of God's Word. Now, you can read all the so-called religious psychologists that are out there and also the religious philosophies that are out there, and all the latest marketing and schemes of those that are out there about religion, but let me tell you, they all fall short of the Word of God. And always measure them by the Word of God. Don't measure the Word of God or any church by them. Measure all things by God's Word. So we're praying that they will learn His will and know how to please Him. So again, pray for one another to gain this knowledge by the diligent study of God's Word and for the Holy Spirit to give this knowledge. Now understand, the Holy Spirit must teach the Word. And when we have sin in our life, that really means God will not hear us. So if you're going to call upon the Lord to help you to understand His Word, separate from sin. Hate what God hates sin. And so separate. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So if you say you fear God, then you're going to hate evil. All forms of evil, not just the ones that you've selected as forms to hate. See, some of us, we really hate drugs, but we really don't hate other sins of maybe immodest dress, maybe of that cuss word that slips out of your mouth from time to time. Maybe the kind of music you're listening to. My friend, let's understand our Lord God is righteous in all of His ways and holy in all His works. And He wants to give you the knowledge of God. He wants you to give the knowledge, He wants to give you the knowledge of Himself, but not for you to trample these jewels under feet as would swine. Number five. That each member will be strengthened in all might to be patient, long-suffering with joyfulness. Now, we see that also in Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, where it says, strengthened with all might according to His, that is God's, glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now in a church, there will be friendly and unfriendly people. There will be hypocrites and deceivers. And about any church you go, you'll find problems in the church, or you might say problem people. If you have prayed about membership, and you know this is the church of which God would have you to be a part, then leaving, or just coming and not giving it your all, makes you part of the problem for both the church and for the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, we need to understand, people get upset about people in the church, hypocrites in the church, and so forth. Well, that's understandable that they're there. The Lord, in one of his parables, said that there would always be tares among the wheat, speaking that there'd always be hypocrites in the local church. And it will be at the rapture that he separates them. But if you refuse to go to church over something that you don't like people, just understand, you're probably going to be with those same people for all eternity, and they won't be changed because they aren't saved. You just think about that and let that sink into your heart. And so, again, as you look that over, you've prayed about the membership. You know that's where God would have you to be, and you start giving your all, then you need to pray that not only for yourself, but for one another, that each of you will be strengthened with his might to be patient. That is, the word patient means to abide under the load. Not giving up in your effort, not giving up in your walk with God, as well as to love the brethren. And also, it'll be with long-suffering. Now, too many quit or they give up on the church, the people, and the problems, especially when we feel we're the ones being attacked, whether it's unfairly or unrighteously. The mature Christian doesn't leave nor sit in his seat week after week, having quit in his attitude and service. And then we need patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, which comes only by keeping your eyes on Jesus instead of reacting to how people treat us, to react to the way people think of us and what they may say about us. No, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.